So this is in the Holy Letter of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1593. Baruch Hashem. This is dated the 26th day of Iyar Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe said, I received your letter in time from the fourth day of Iyar. And as you requested, I mentioned you and your wife, Sheyichi, when I was on the Tzion, the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the title for all that you need. This that you are complaining on your spiritual standing, and you appears to you that the movement for good is only up till Argia. Using, I believe, the pasuk Va'ad Sfas Emes Tikun La'ad, and then it says Va'ad Argia is not chulu, not the right, which means a person isn't really honest with himself, so a spiritual level. So it is known, the expression, the euphemism of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara on a Jew, and not even on yourself. You can't speak Lashon Hara about yourself either. And it's also known, which is explained in the Maimorim, on the Pasuk, Hayinu Kicholmim, we were like dreamers. And he's referencing the Torah, Parshas, Vayeshev, and others. That what does it mean? That even after you are moved to the good, you also find yourself in the opposite situation, God forbid. It's like a dream, going back and forth, opposites. But yet, it's possible that at the time when you moved for the good, that was true. It doesn't mean just because you failed later, doesn't mean that when you were moved that you didn't, that wasn't true. Just like in a dream, it could be a connection of two opposites. But in any event, even if it's, let's say you're right, complaining about it is certainly not the good advice. Just to complain about it and saying that's not good. Asiya le'ela, meaning do something that is above. That's the bottom line. And you have to start from the very simple thing, very simple things, like to keeping the three shiurim, the three which is equal for everybody, that was instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya. For sure you know that. And then concluding by spreading out the wellsprings, that is to influence on your environment, that it should be a proper Hasidish environment. These are all tested advice, and they've been proven that the prayer that comes from the depth of your heart will be accepted. Hashem Yisbarach, the blessed Hashem will help you, that you should be entirely different. When you go on this path that has been set up already, and you do it on your own, by your own reflection, which is something that everybody, it's close to each one on one. And not only close, but very close, as explained in the Tanya. So Hashem succeeds that at the end, you actually change and you turn around, even from one essence to another essence. May Hashem succeed you to notify good news that you are impacting your surrounding, that it becomes a Hasidic surrounding. And automatically, this will also be a proof that you also are going up in the steps of good. With blessing for receiving the Torah, b'simcha, b'pnimius.